Proclamation number 0819 of 20th of March, 1939. Completion of spiritual maturity state. Protection. Everything spiritual must complete itself. It must, so to speak, be brought to the highest development and grow to a degree of maturity in which it is worthy to unite with the eternal deity. In order to understand this, the human being must have already reached a certain spiritual level. He must have penetrated spiritual truths and must have learned to understand the human being's development, his task and his aim to such an extent that he now begins to sense what God has destined his creatures to do from eternity. He will now want to give the spiritual substance within him maturity with full zeal and of his own accord. He will work constantly on himself in order to place his spirit into that state of perfection. But he will now also have to struggle with increased resistance, because precisely the existence of such a struggle is extraordinarily beneficial for the soul. Victory over temptations of all kinds, asserting oneself in all temptations and last but not least surrendering to all trials is an ascent from step to step in order to reach perfection. And the soul has to fight this battle all on its own. No other spiritual being can ever relieve it of the task or fulfill it for it, but it can only ever help with assistance if this assistance is consciously requested. Thus no soul can achieve a degree of maturity through protection which it does not deserve. Instead, it must be fully active and completely fulfill the task set for it if it is then also to receive the reward which is set for such striving. Eternal beatitude and union with the Divine Father. Thus the spiritual entity in the human being, the soul, has certainly been burdened with the greatest responsibility, but it also has to expect the greatest reward. It is to do all the work in order to receive unspeakably glorious things in return, and it is undoubtedly exposed to great dangers in earthly life, yet the best rules of grace help to reduce and overcome these dangers so that the soul can very well fulfill the task given to it, if it is of serious will and able to imagine the incomparable beatitude. But otherwise it is offered no opportunity to enter the eternal kingdom of peace, and it is the Father's eternal decision that he wants to form his living creations into godlike beings which shall one day rule the universe with him and in his all and continuously enjoy the highest beatitude. Amen.